Well, to Alaska now, where the Anchorage Petroleum Wives Club has been around longer than Alaska's been a state. The club was founded in 1957 after the first big oil discovery in Alaska to welcome the wives of oil workers flooding in. But a lot has changed since then, so the Anchorage Petroleum Wives Club recently decided it's time to rebrand. Elizabeth Harbaugh of Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
At the Lakefront Hotel in Anchorage, a few dozen women gather for a working lunch.
This right here is our ballot for some...
Really, a voting lunch. Anchorage Petroleum Wives Club President Linnea Ward greets the women from behind a small cardboard ballot box.
You could complete it and then put the form here in the ballot box. That would be great.
As it turns out, it's a historic vote. After nearly 60 years as the Petroleum Wives Club, the members decide unanimously to update the name.
I am proud to announce that in 2017, we are going to have, through a unanimous vote of 23-0, our membership has voted to change our name to the Anchorage Petroleum Women's Association, effective June 1st.
Club President Linnea Ward says there are several reasons for the rebranding. One is that petroleum wives might paint a misleading picture in some people's minds.
I don't know if this was true, but supposedly the gossip throughout the organization was that we were approached by some reality show wanting to talk about, you know, they do the desperate housewives of Orange County or whatever. And so there was an interest in doing some wives thing of, you know, Anchorage, and that's just not us.
The Petroleum Wives want you to know they're not a group of cocktail-sipping, pearl-wearing socialites, although some do get together for a ladies' night out now and then. Take Ward, for example. Her husband may work for Conoco, but she's a PhD. This spring, Ward earned her doctorate in public communication and technology. She wrote her dissertation on the Petroleum Wives. She theorizes the group changed its name because the petroleum industry has changed. Ward says she's one of a growing number of club members who work.
We're not all these super wealthy, just trying to throw money out there, or we're trying to destroy the earth one step at a time. And we're trying to make our way in this world. We're trying to give back. We're trying to find meaning.
In addition to getting together for activities like hiking, playing cards, and making crafts, the Petroleum Wives also spend time volunteering and raising money for local charities. But increasingly, the meetups have to be scheduled around the 9-to-5 workday. Ward says another reason the club changed its name is to welcome a new kind of member.
My name is Anna Belanger. I'm a petroleum geologist for Glacier Oil and Gas.
There are lots more women working in Alaska's oil industry than when the club started in the 1950s. The Petroleum Wives recently changed its rules to allow oil industry workers to become president or vice president of the club. Belanger says replacing wives with women in the name means a lot to her.
I thought, well, my husband is actually a fisherman, sport fishing on the Kenai River. He's not in the oil industry. Am I able to join the organization?
Belanger says she appreciates meeting other women who understand the industry's ups and downs. After oil prices crashed in 2015, many companies announced mass layoffs. Member Zoe Smith's husband was retired from BP by then, but she says during the downturn, petroleum wives came together to help each other cope.
Especially the older ladies like myself, we've been through these cycles before. Someone else's husband got laid off. So you have a little bit someone else to talk to and work it through. And it just gives support that maybe you don't find with your neighbor because they don't really understand.
The Petroleum Wives kept meeting throughout the tough times, even after losing about 80 members, close to a third of its membership. Today, they're still going strong. Back in April, about a dozen members got together to make Easter goodie bags for a homeless youth shelter in Anchorage. Holly Lee organized the get-together. Lee's husband, an oil industry engineer, was transferred from Canada to Alaska in 2012. It's pretty common for oil companies to move employees every few years. Lee says finding friends in Anchorage wasn't easy at first, but then she joined the Petroleum Wives Club.
We are often many of us out of our own country. We're away from our family, like so many people who live in Alaska. And so this group provides a connectivity that I desperately needed.
Lee says some might argue the Petroleum Wives should have changed their name years ago. But she says for some of the members, the name represented a long tradition of women forging close friendships over their shared connection to the oil industry. And in that way, the Anchorage Petroleum Women's Association hasn't forgotten its roots. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
And Elizabeth's story comes to us from Alaska's Energy Desk, a public media collaboration focused on energy and the environment.